We'll ask you to expand on many pieces of that over the course of the next few minutes. Samantha Phillips asks, if the ban on drugs did not work with taking them off the street, how do you think a ban on guns is going to be different?
Well, Samantha, there is no ban on guns. No one's banning the gun. No one's taking my shotguns. I have two shotguns at home. They're in a cabinet. They're locked. There's ammunition there as well. No one's going to come and take my gun. No one's going to take anyone's gun. We're talking about a background check. And the analogy to if there was a ban on drugs, how can there be a ban on, you know, how would any regulation of the type of weapon available out there, why would that make sense? Are you suggesting we just legalize all drugs? Is that what you're suggesting? That would go real well in Parents Magazine. Let's talk about everybody being able to, no matter what your age, go out and be able to purchase cocaine. What do you think about that idea? Look, these comparisons are not appropriate, quite frankly. But secondly, the idea you should have no law unless the law you have prevents all violations of that law. That is not the way society works. That is not the way the moral disapprobation of society has an impact on behavior in societies. And the moral disapprobation of the idea that you can leave a loaded gun around your house, there shouldn't be gun safety practiced by families that own weapons, et cetera, is a very important element in seeing to there's greater gun safety and security for our children.